good morning. Good morning, man. It is time. Welcome to The Fusion with Rod Steele. Man, we are in the studios and we are having a ball. As you listen to my theme song, yes, Nathan East is called Life Cycle. I welcome you to the show. Man, we have an awesome, awesome show planned for you today. And I want you to stick with me for the next 3 hours here till about 11:50 when I will jump off the show and get ready for the next show. We got a great, great show planned for you. As I mentioned earlier, we have Which Version Do You Prefer at 11 o'clock. We have a triple play mini concert by none other than Babyface and much, much more. I'm taking requests at 678-283-1767. That's 678-283-1767. And if you request, I plan to get it on for you and give you a shout out in the process. But stay with us here on The Fusion with Rod Steele. We're going to get back to the theme song, and then we're going to go into our praise song of the day. Jason Nelson, the Waymaker. Yes, we're going to give our first up to the man upstairs for blessing us, for letting us make the cut just one more time so we can go out and do good and stand in the gap for others. And then after that, we're going to go straight into that smoke where I got a surprise for you, man. We're going to go Barkay Zap featuring Roger Troutman. So you don't want to miss that. We're going to get you up out that bed and get that adrenaline flowing. So keep it locked here on The Fusion with Rod Steele.
Say that God will make a way. just declare it, say,
God will make a way.
Try to mend down the
people out there that don't see a way out of their current circumstances. A lot of people out there that don't see how they're going to make it the next day, how they're going to feed their families, how they're going to pay their rent. A lot of people out there struggling. Man, I thought this song was very, very important to play this morning because, yes, if you believe, if you keep your faith where it belongs, He will make a way. Feel it as we go into the smoke here on The Fusion with Rod Steele. Stay with us.
Rachel.
And you're inside that smoke this morning. This is the Barkays Hit and Run. We're going to go back and forth today. Let's see what Zap and Roger brings to the table. Welcome to the smoke. I'm making you dance this morning. Get on up out that bed, man. It's time to get moving. You've made the cut today, and it's time to do something with it. Boy, this next one is very, very smooth, and it eases right on into what we're trying to say. Move your boogie body. Come on now, the Barcades brought the funk. And I know sometimes it's so rough and so tough out here, but you still got to move your boogie body. Boy, I tell you, don't get no better than that. Get up on out that bed. Get that blood to flowing. Get that adrenaline to flowing. If you're going to clean, clean. If you're going to go out and wash the car, it's a beautiful day outside. If you're going to jog, if you're going to walk, put in your earbuds and keep Rod Steele on so I can keep you motivated. Check this one out by Zap featuring Roger Troutman. My favorite groups of all time, the Barcades, Zap featuring Roger Troutman. Boy, the hits just keep coming. Check this one out for the Barcades. You're inside the smoke here on The Fusion with Rod Steele. Boy, this one back in 1976, I had to dust off about 4 inches of dust off of this one right here, but it was worth it. Too Hot to Stop by the Barcades. You're inside the smoke here on The Fusion with Rod Steele, and we're at that last leg, and I got the ending song for you. Today, man, I want you to get out, and I want you to get in the neighborhood and get moving, and also let people know that I am upbeat, I am blessed, and I am ready for whatever the world brings, whatever the day brings. And I want you to have, yes, more bounce to the ounce. Ending up that smoke with Zap and Roger. More bounce to the ounce. Fantastic, man. Hope you enjoyed the smoke today. Yes. I'd like to give a shout out to Chris Green from Tuskegee, Alabama, but living in the metropolitan Atlanta area. Hey, Chris chimed in and said, yes, back when it was 12 to 20 musicians on stage. I love it. Yes, sir, homeboy. It was a fantastic era right there between those groups, the Barcades. I'll talk about both of those groups just a little bit later as we ease on into a jazz break here with Dean James. It's called DJ's Groove. I'd like to give a shout out to Smokey Pritchard, my man, metropolitan Atlanta area, Vernon Comer. Man, I'd like to solicit your prayers for Randall Griffin, who was in a car accident and is in the hospital right now, and we pray that he makes a full recovery, because we know that the Lord is not done with him yet, but we want to pray for Randall Griffin, and to to let everyone kneel down in prayer, mention his name, and pray that the Lord's will is done in that circumstance right there. I'm going to let you feel the vibe on this DJ's groove here. I got much, much more coming up for you. And I'll be back shortly here on The Fusion with Rod Steele. So stick with us. Chimed in early this morning to my man Julius Byhan in Tuskegee, Alabama, and this is what he wanted to hear. Check it out.
Seven, 7, 7, 9, 3, 11. I wanna spend the night with you. sounds fast, but I ain't got all night. Come on, baby, what's your phone number? You know I got to be cool in this cat you're sitting with. I'll do you right, baby. Come on. Come on.
That's for Julius Mahan in Tuskegee, Alabama. Let me take you back to 1979. Do you remember this one?
Looking your eyes.
Memphis, Tennessee. Today, she's a 67 years old, still moving and grooving. Check out this heat wave here. Another song that my brothers influenced me. Another song, another group that my brothers influenced me back in the day, being in the room listening to Heatwave. Boy, I tell you, it is amazing. It is amazing. All right, got a little Saturday love. Yes, it's Saturday morning. We got some Sherelle and Alexander O'Neal. Check it out. Thank you.
Jazz Fusion with Rod Steele.
Rod Steele
on Hot 92.3. Hot 92.3, playing the best R&B, jazz, and inspirational music.
No one does it better.
Keep it locked in to Hot 92.3 with the Fusion and Rod Steele.
All right, we're going to ease back into a jazz break here. That last set, Sherelle featuring Alexander O'Neal. Saturday Love. All-time classic. Yes, Heatwave, Letting It Loose. Anita Ward, Ring My Bell. All the way back to Morris Day, 777-93-11. All the way back to The Smoke. And let me tell you, man, I told you I'd give you a little bit of information on the Barcades here. And Zap featuring Roger Troutman. Check this out. Barcades, first formed 1964 as a studio session group. The name was a play on their favorite drink, Bacardi. If you didn't know that, Bacardi rum. And that's how they came up with the name Barcades. Backing major artists at Stax Records before striking gold with their own hit track, Soul Finger, in 1967. Tragedy struck, though, with the group when four members were killed in a plane crash that also took the life of Otis Redding. Did you know that? I didn't. En route to a gig in Madison, Wisconsin, Redding's plane crashed into a frozen lake Monona. He, his road manager, and four members of the Barcades were killed. Jimmy King, Ron Caldwell, Phelan Jones, and Carl Cunningham. Trumpeter Ben Cawley survived the crash, and bassist James Alexander had not been on the flight, so James Alexander is blessed. He didn't make the flight, but Ben Cawley was the only survivor of the crash, and they soon assumed the heavy task of rebuilding the group. I remember Otis Redding getting the news for that plane crash and his death. May he rest in peace. But I did not know that four members of the Barcades was actually on that plane. Interesting stuff, but a fantastic group. I wanted to pay homage to them in The Smoke because they brought the funk. Then our second group, Zap, featuring Roger Troutman. Also known as Zap Band, Zap and Roger, is an American funk band that emerged from Dayton, Ohio, United States in 1977, particularly influential in the electro subgenre of funk. Zap were known for their trademark use of the talk box effects. The original lineup and check this out, consisted of four Troutman brothers, frontman Roger, Larry Lester, and Terry, first cousin Sherman Fleetwood, and non-Troutman family members included Bobby Glover, Gregory Jackson, Jerome Derrickson, Eddie Barber, Janetta Boyce, and Shirley Murdoch, that also worked closely with George Clinton and Bootsy Collins of Parliament Funkadelics during its early stages. So that's kind of a little bio on my first two groups that we highlighted in the smoke this morning, the Barcades, Roger Troutman, and Zapp, or Zapp featuring Roger Troutman. They used many names, but fantastic stuff right there. Again, that threw me a little bit when I learned that four members of the Barcades met their demise in the plane crash with Otis Redding. But there you go. And we try to educate you as well as make your fingers snap and your toes tap here on The Fusion with Rod Steele. And we'll be back shortly with another set of music, so keep it locked. This is Rod Steele, and you're listening to The Fusion.
Problems will come and they will leave you. The world will try. But the truth will always be in your soul.
Yeah, that Foxy Never Gets Old, dedicated to my man Lorenzo down in Hampton, Georgia. Yes. Keep it locked here on The Fusion with Rod Steele.
From Tuskegee to Atlanta
and Los Angeles to New York,
you're cruising with The Fusion with Rod Steele on Hot 92.3.
Whistle back in the day, Midnight Star. Let me ask you a question. Did you ever get Midnight Star and Atlantic Star mixed up? Well, I think a lot of people did. This is a nice cut right here called Wet My Whistle. Gonna step back here just a little bit and talk about our next segment coming up here. So stay with us. This is Rod Steele. You're listening to The Fusion here. Nice segment that I got coming up next is called, doesn't that sound familiar? Authored by music producer Daryl Samuels. Just given an example of how music is recycled over and over again. We got a nice one here as we listen to a little bit of Richard Elliott here. It's called This Could Be Real. But the song is called You Got What I Need, melody and song written by Gamble and Huff, but performed and released by American singer-songwriter Freddie Scott back in 1968. But it was sampled by Marcel Theo Hall. Remember that name, Marcel Theo Hall, or better known professionally as Biz Markie, on his smash hit record, Just a Friend, back in 1989, taking off his album titled The Biz Never Sleeps. Once again, the segment, doesn't that sound familiar? It's fantastic. So check this cutout. Again, done back in 1968 by Freddie Scott.
So afraid and full of fears, so glad you saved me, dear.
So you hear the whole part when you start out, and look what Biz Markie did with that song.
Your mom's is so poor, she went to McDonald's and put a shake or a layaway.
Is your mother so old, she knew Central Park when it's just a plant?
Your mom's hair so nappy, she gotta take painkillers to comb my hair.
Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date, but a year to make love, she wanted you to wait? Let me tell you a story of my situation. I was talking to this girl from the U.S. nation. The way that I met her was on tour at a concert. You had long hair and a short mini skirt. I just got on stage dripping form with sweat. I was walking through the crowd, and guess who I met? I whispered in the air, come to the picture booth so I can ask you some questions to see if you're 100 proof. I asked her name, she said blah, blah, blah. She had 9-10 pants and a very big bra. I took a couple of flicks and she was enthused. I said, how do you like the show? She said I was very amused. I started throwing bass, she started throwing back mid-range. But when I sprung the question, she acted kind of strange. Then when I asked, do you have a man? She tried to pretend. She said, no, I don't. I only have a friend. Come on, I'm not even going for it. This is what I'm going to say.
You got what I need, but you say he just a friend, and you say he just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need, but you say he just a friend, but you say he just a friend. Oh, baby.
And you see what Biz did with it? Slowed it down a little bit, put a little funk in there. Sorry about the video version. with all the talking at the beginning. But yes, music is recycled over and over again. That track, that beat, originally done by Freddie Scott back in 1968, sampled by, again, Marcel Theo Hall, better known as Biz Markie. Doesn't that sound familiar? I love that segment, and I appreciate you guys listening through. Keep it locked here. This is Rod Steele, and you're listening to The Fusion.
All I want you to do, baby, is lay back and relax a while. Listen to what I have to tell you. Smiling.
Every time I see you, you're wearing the same old frown. Baby, lift up your pretty head and show the world that you're not down. Baby, just for a little while, smile for me, baby.
Please, baby, that you sing, in love with you,
from the bottom of my
You dedicated to Bobby C in Metropolitan Atlanta. Yes, we're going to come to that 2023 confunction. It's called Text Me Tomorrow, right here on The Fusion with Rod Steele. change right there. Lead singer Luther Vandross, none other than Luther. Back when Luther had some weight on him. Yes, sir. Searching right there. Boy, what I've been used to doing lately, you know, I start the show off with the praise song of the day. But I also want to give the man upstairs the praise during the middle of the show also. So, got this beautiful song here by Ron Winans. It's called Stand. There's nothing left to do. Stand. Boy, I tell you, get used to the concept. Less of me and more of him. He always has the perfect plan. Check this one out. Here on The Fusion with Rod Steele.
Tell me, what do you say when friends turn away, you're alone? Tell me, what do you give when you're giving your all? Seems like you can't make it through. You just stand. When there's nothing left to do, you just stand and watch the Lord see you through. Yes, after you've done all you can, you just stand. Oh, tell me,
how do you handle
the guilt of your past? While your heart has been broken and pain, oh, 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 oh.
for someone to help you through.
Sir, God is good all the time and all the time. You know the rest. Yeah, stand. There's nothing left to do. Yes, I'm interacting with my sister Vicky on this song by Ron Winans, Stand. Donnie McClurkin covered it. And we may compare that one day on which version do you prefer. But here you go. We ease on into the set. We go from Stan to the Four Tops back in 1967. Check this one out. To 1972, yes, the OJs.
Face all the time, they wanna take your place, the backstabbers. Hey, they do.
They smile in your face
all the time. They wanna take your place. The backstabbers.
Take you back to 1967 with the Four Tops, all the way to 1972 with the OJs. And I'm gonna bring you to 2018 with Change, just in case you thought Change was done making music. Check this one out.
But I
threw a little incognito on you there. I've been waiting. Man, sitting there watching TV with my lovely wife, Rhonda, and Fridays came on. You remember that scene where Ice Cube was sitting in the living room with Smokey, and the young lady came over? Pretty young lady, not the crazy young lady. This song came on right here. I said to myself, I'm playing that song when I get on the air Saturday for all my people. This is Rolls Royce. I want to get next to you on The Fusion with Rod Steele.
Thank you.
Man, I love those mid-range beats of the summer right there by Midnight Star. Back in the day, it's called Feel So Good. My music producer, Daryl Samuels, keeps me locked and loaded with stuff that many of us, including myself, have forgotten about. Here's a Daz Band cut back from 1985. It's called Heartbeat. I want you to check it out here on The Fusion with Rod Steele. We're on and popping, and guess what? Very shortly, about 4 minutes, which version do you prefer is coming up. So keep it locked here on The Fusion. This is Rod Steele. Stick with us.
Listen to your heartbeat, playing the rhythm to our song. Listen to your heartbeat, oh baby.
Well, there's that music. It's time for Which Version Do You Prefer? Here on The Fusion with Rod Steele. It is 11:01 and we're on and popping. Got three fantastic comparisons today. And remember, it's not about me. It's way bigger than me. It's about which version do you prefer. Now, you can send your votes and your comments in to 678-283-1767. That's 678-283-1767 by text. I will read them and give you a shout out in the process, and I deeply appreciate all the support. I want to tell you that in advance because this is a fantastic segment authored by none other than my executive producer, Greg Turner. And deeply appreciate and look forward to this segment each and every show. The first comparison of the day is a song called 1 Million Kisses. It's a song written by Jeffrey Osborne and Kevin Murphy, founding members of the group back in 1982. Founding members of the group Rufus back in 1982 and first performed and released by former LTD's lead singer Jeffrey Osborne. The song never made it on an album of Osborne's, but the very next year, Kevin Murphy suggested his group Rufus featuring Chaka Khan should perform the song that they did, and they did just that, releasing it on one of their most successful albums, Stomping at the Savoy Live, recorded in 1983. So the first comparison of the day will be 1 Million Kisses, performed by Jeffrey Osborne, compared, we're going to compare it to the cover version done by Rufus featuring Chaka Khan. Man, that will be the next song that you will hear on The Fusion with Rod Steele. And keep it locked here. And once again, you can send me your votes and your comments at 678-283-1767. Text me your votes and comments. Voice, Jeffrey Osborne, you think of Love, Tenderness, and Devotion, LTD. That is the original 1 million kisses right there. Let's see what Rufus and Chaka Khan brings to the table. Solid minutes of both songs, and we had some early votes. Man, I can't believe that many people turned their backs on Jeffrey Osborne. I'm just kidding. I'm never here to skew the vote. I'm only here to represent which version do you prefer. But you gotta admit, two iconic voices that whenever they sing a song, you actually know it's them right off the bat. Jeffrey Osborne and none other than Chaka Khan. And I don't want to leave Rufus out. Rufus and Chaka Khan. And so, man, that's kind of where we are here. So let me check the votes here. Jasmine in Chicago came right out. Came right out. Said, yes, Chaka Khan. I am going to choose Chaka Khan. I said, okay. All right. We start off with some Chaka Khan. Bobby Carson. Bobby wants Chaka Khan. Valerie Moore, Chaka Khan. Okay. Well, I tell you, did not know this would go this way. My man Chip Davis. Yes. Maryland, D.C. area. Rufus and Chaka. Woo. I tell you. Man, okay, all right. My man David in Denver, Colorado says, I preferred LTD's original version. Okay, that's what I'm talking about. I'm just kidding, guys. I have no skin in the game. Again, it's all about which version do you prefer. So we got about 5 Chaka Khan votes right off the bat to 1 LTD. Yes. My executive producer says, tough one. 2 iconic voices. Yes, you're right. Greg gives them a tie. Yes. Val chimes in and says, hey, I love Chaka Khan. I like Rufus and Chaka Khan. I get it. So that's where we are. Chaka certainly wins that first comparison of the day. Tony in Tuskegee, Alabama, Rufus and Chaka Khan. Well, sometimes the comparisons surprise me. and this is definitely one, because I just recently went to a Jeffrey Osborne. Well, I'm not going to sit up here and fib on the air. I recently saw footage. I had my music producer recently at a Jeffrey Osborne concert. Lord, don't strike me down. I'm getting ready to tell one. And the reason why I'm confused about it is because he sent me some footage of Jeffrey Osborne, and I'm here to tell you, Jeffrey still got it. I don't know if he's taking his shirt off on stage or anything like he used to, but the voice is still there. People are still reacting to Jeffrey Osborne as a sex symbol, if I may, or a crooner, whichever category you want to put him in. But that's where we are right now, and glad to be here. Lassini, hey, my Birmingham folk, Lassini chimes in. Shaka, love it, love it. So, I tell you, there we are. I'm going to let you clean that music palette, and I'm going to be right back with you with the next comparison. I'm going to give you about 30 seconds to wipe that thing clean so you can participate in the second comparison of the day. We'll be back shortly here on The Fusion with Rod Steele. Let's talk about the second comparison of the day. That first comparison was awesome. Man, I appreciate all the people that voted, chimed in, and supported in that segment, which version do you prefer? But here is the second comparison of the day. The song is called We're All Alone. It's a song written and recorded by Bob Skaggs in 1976. The song was off his 7th solo album entitled Silk Degrees. Surprisingly, the heartfelt ballad, one of the most requested and played songs today on radio, never charted for Skaggs in the U.S., but became a hit for several artists like Frankie Valli, Johnny Mathis, and the Three Degrees. We will compare the original version of Skaggs versus the version which had the most commercial success, done by American recording artist and Grammy Award winner Rita Coolidge, which recorded her version back in 1977, taking off her 6th studio album entitled Anytime, Anywhere. Her most successful album that went certified platinum, the remake went to number 1 on U.S. Billboard's Adult Contemporary charts and number 7 on the U.S. Billboard's Hot 100 charts. Here's a music tidbit. Coolidge was already familiar with Skaggs, as she had sang background vocals for him on several projects and also directed other backup singers on his albums, Moments and Bob Skaggs and Band, both released in 1971. So here are two artists, Bob Skaggs and Rita Coolidge, that are, one, both iconic and both familiar with each other, made the same song, We're All Alone, originally made by Bob Skaggs in 1976 and Rita Coolidge in 1977. This will be the next song that you will hear on The Fusion with Rod Steele. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
night the rain begins, and it may never end. So cry no more on the shore of dream. You take us out to sea forevermore, forevermore. Close your eyes on me, and you can be with me. Beneath the waves, through the caves of ours, long forgotten now. We're all alone, we're all alone. And it will be all right. No need to bother now. Let it out, let it all begin. Learn how to pretend. Once a story told, it can't help but grow. Roses do.
All right, with that iconic voice, that is We're All Alone by Bob Skaggs. A good strong 2 minutes right there. And let's see what Rita Coolidge brings to the table on the cover. Done in 1977. Keep it locked. This is Rod Steele, and you're listening to The Fusion.
Outside the rain begins, and it may never end. So cry no more on the shore of dream. We'll take us out to sea forevermore, forevermore. Close your eyes.
That's a good 2 minutes of Rita Coolidge's song. So now I want to know, which version do you prefer? I have one vote right now. Please, and I implore you to chime in. And man, two great artists. Beautiful, beautiful song. So it's just all about what you prefer. Do you prefer that sort of deep, unique, scraggly voice? I hate to use the term scraggly because I don't think Boz is scraggly. It's certainly unique, and he certainly owns it. Or do you want the beautiful, smooth, and sultry voice of Rita Coolidge? Val in Birmingham says she prefers Boz Skaggs. That's a good start. Thanks, Val, for chiming in. I deeply appreciate you supporting The Fusion with Rod Steele. see what we got here. My man Chip says he loved both. I'll give you that, Chip. Thank you for supporting the Fusion with Rod Steele. Deeply appreciate you chiming in. Greg from Orlando chimes in and says, Boz Skaggs. We got two votes for Boz Skaggs. Beautiful, beautiful song, though. Got to give it to the original, according to Greg. So we got two for Boz Skaggs. Bobby Carson chimes in. Bobby's metropolitan Atlanta area, Rita Coolidge. So we are right now, we are 2-1 plus a tie. Tony Turner in Tuskegee, Alabama chimes in and says, Boz Skaggs version for me, the original version. Yes, I get it. Tony, how you doing? I hope everything is well. I hope you're feeling good today. Yes, we are happy to be in the number just one more time. And then we have another tie. My man in Denver, Colorado, David, chimes in, one of my great listeners. We have two ties. So that's what we're looking at here. Derek and Lisa, Newport News, Virginia. Rita Coolidge. Okay. Make it interesting. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Big George, Metropolitan Atlanta, Boz Skaggs. George, I appreciate you, man. I appreciate you. Smokey Pritchard, my man. Metropolitan Atlanta also, Boz Skaggs. Yes. I'd like to give a shout out to my man, Sam Crenshaw. Every time I play that Lido Shuffle, he said, oh, man, I remember that Boz Skaggs. It brings back memories. And I appreciate all the support. That was pretty interesting. That was pretty interesting. So thank you for chiming in. Thank you for chiming in. I love it and I deeply appreciate it. And I have another tie. My man Lorenzo in Hampton, Georgia. Thank you for chiming in and supporting the Fusion with Rod Steele. Man, y'all don't know what that means to me. So I'm going to let you step back a little bit. Yes. I'm going to step back a little bit and let you clean that palate. Yes. And so I got some people out in California today. Talk about where they're originally from. But shout out to the Davis Turner Group out in California celebrating a retirement of a family member. So I want you guys to travel safely. And thank you that deep in your travels, while you could be snoozing and catching some rest, you're listening to The Fusion with Rod Steele. And I love you. And there's absolutely nothing that you can do about it. So clean that music palette. We'll get back to the third comparison here very, very shortly. And it's a doozy. It's a three-way. So keep it locked here on The Fusion with Rod Steele. One of my favorite cuts right there by Jeezy. Go Crazy. Instrumental version right there. This third comparison of the day is going to really spark your mind. Song is called Don't Let It Go to Your Head. Song written by Gamble and Huff. First recorded by Columbus, Georgia native R&B soul and jazz singer Sarah Jean Perkins, or professionally known as Jean Karn. Man, she's 77 years old. She turned 77 on March 15th. Man, that's awesome. Recorded the song back in 1978 as a single off her second studio album titled Happy to Be With You. The song managed to chart at number 54 on the U.S. Billboard's R&B charts, but the song received strong airplay off black radio stations, and it still received airplay on all platforms even to this day. Versus the cover version done by the acid jazz funk group formed in West London, England, called Brand New Heavies. Their version, released in 1992, went to number 24 on the UK singles chart and went all the way to number 1 on the UK dance chart. Versus the second cover version done by American R&B soul, neo-soul jazz singer, songwriter, and Brooklyn, New York native Will Downing, who released his version of Don't Let It Go To Your Head in 2016 off his album titled Black Pearls. Man, Don't Let It Go To Your Head. Gene Karn, the first cover, Brand New Heavies. The second cover, Will Downing. At the end of that, I want to know, which version do you prefer? Yes, that will be the next music that you will hear on the air here on The Fusion with Rod Steele. Stick with us. Do not touch that remote, dial, mouse, whatever the case may be. Hang in there. You don't want to miss this. Cut right there by Gene Karn. That is the original version of Don't Let It Go To Your Head. Let's see what the Brand New Heavies bring to the table. Check it out. talented group, man. Brand New Heavy's always been a fan, and I know that Tony in Tuskegee, Alabama loves some Brand New Heavy's. But which version do you prefer? That's where we are right now. That is the first cover of Don't Let It Go to Your Head. Let's hear what Will Downing brings to the table. There you have it. Man, Don't Let It Go to Your Head, Gene Carnes. Man, unbelievable comparison right there. Brand New Heavy's. Yes, the Neo Soul. Will Downing, the deep voice, the crooner from New York. What do you know? What do you think? Yes, what do you think? So, let's go to the board. My man Julius Mihan, Tuskegee, Alabama. Hands down, Gene Carnes, the original. Big George chimes in, Metropolitan Atlanta area. I love this cut and have every version in my playlist. But my vote is for Gene Carnes. So we got two votes for Gene Carnes. And remember now, Gene Carnes, Sarah Jean Perkins. That's her God-given name. That's the name her mama named her. Greg chimes in. Tough one. Carnes first, Brand New Heavy second, Will Downing the third. The exact order that I played them in. So that says a lot. Bobby C. Bobby chimes in, Metropolitan Atlanta. Will Downing. So I got three Gene Carnes votes and one vote for Will Downing. What do you think? What do you think? You never know. Let's see what else we got on the board. Uncle Ed chimes in. Uncle Ed, thank you for chiming in. Gene Carnes. All right. Tony in Tuskegee, Alabama. The tie goes to Brand New Heavy's and Gene Carnes. Tony's not feeling Will Downing's version. The tie goes to Brand New Heavy's and Gene Carnes. I get it. Yes. Chip Davis, Gene Carnes. Yes. All right. Gene Carnes. Now, you know, I love the three versions. Matter of fact, and when you say I love the three versions, I'm pretty much saying I like the song. But you got to admit, Gene threw that thing. She put her foot in it from the beginning. So she threw it out there with a lot of smoke and a lot of spunk And even though that song was made in that time, people still play that song today. Columbus, Georgia. You gotta love it. You gotta love it. And she's 77 years old. She turned 77 on March 15th. Chaka Khan is 71. Can you believe that? Man, you guys are getting old. I love it. Which version do you prefer? Fantastic. I enjoyed all three versions. Thank you for chiming in and voting. I deeply appreciate it. David Henson, Gene Karn, and Brand New Heavies. That's the tie. I get it. I appreciate it. And it is. So David Henson and Tony in Tuskegee, Alabama, both Tuskegee natives, said the same thing. It's a tie between Gene Karn and the Brand New Heavies. Well, well, well. We're going to step back here for a second. But before I do, I want to do two things. We all know that O.J. Simpson passed away a day ago. But I'm getting news fresh on the Fusion with Rod Steele that Rico Wade, the organized noise, one of the producers of Outkast, Goody Mob, and In Vogue, has also passed. So we'll send our condolences over to the Wade family. Rico Wade was extremely instrumental in getting those Atlanta-based groups off to an awesome start. And they took it and did the rest. But he is the originator of organized noise, the producers of Outkast, Goody Mob, and In Vogue. He has passed away. And we want to send condolences to him and his family. Also, on a positive note, I want to give a huge shout out to Travis Williams, who pulled off the third annual HBCU All-Star Game on CBS during the Final Four. So we had the four teams playing Saturday night. Sunday, the HBCU All-Star Game was played on CBS. Team Ben Wallace and I forget my other big fella played with the Detroit Pistons. I'm sorry, guys. I'm usually a little bit more prepared than that. Rick Mahorn, huh? My memory is not shot yet. Team Rick Mahorn and Team Ben Wallace took the court on CBS. My man Clark Kellogg's very, very good friends with my brother Greg, and did the commentating. And it was fantastic to give the HBCU players a platform where they can get exposure, and it was fantastic. Travis, congratulations for your vision and your blessing for standing in the gap for so many and putting on a very, very awesome production, the HBCU All-Star Game. And I really wanted to give a shout out to my man, Travis Williams. Look for the fourth annual HBCU All-Star Game during the Final Four next year. It's awesome. So I'm going to let you step back a little bit. Feel this instrumental. We're headed toward the end. Got about 9 minutes before I get out of the studio. And you know what I got to do. I got to play the last song of the day for my mama in Tuskegee, Alabama, Mary Alice Turner. So I'll be back with you shortly here on The Fusion with Rod Steele.
Close your eyes. I hope you think of me.
Beautiful song right here, Forevermore by Puff Johnson. Check this out, man. I cannot express how beautiful it is to have you guys listening to The Fusion with Rod Steele. I deeply appreciate it. Man, I am honored and humbled by your support and your dedication on Saturday mornings when you can be doing so many other things. You choose to tune me in for a couple of hours or however long you choose to listen. It doesn't matter. Man, it just, I want you to know that I appreciate it. And as I always say before closing, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, I plan on being back here next week on The Fusion with Rod Steele. And I plan on having you with me playing great music. You can request music, 678-283-1767. But I tell you, man, you are not taken for granted. And I love that I'm representing the Lord and representing you guys with great music that you can't get any other place. One of the best compliments that I can have is, man, I haven't heard that in 25 years. I ain't heard that song in such a long time. When people say that, I get goosebumps all over my body. But here we are. We're going to play that last song for Mama. Here we go.
Nobody spins the best R&B and jazz like Rod Steele
with the Jazz Fusion on Hot 92.3.
Treat her like a lady.
love this cut by The Temptations, once again dedicated to Mary Alice Turner, Tuskegee, Alabama, my mama. Like to give a shout out to Norman Jones listening. I deeply appreciate you supporting The Fusion with Rod Steele, 79 years old today. So I deeply appreciate that. This is Rod Steele signing off from The Fusion. You guys have a great rest of the weekend. Take care of yourselves and each other.
Playing the best old school jams. Hot92.3.com, where old school lives.
Be a fool to play, playground on you. I want to
take a lot of trust from you for us to make it through. You should know me. You're my angel. Nothing's gonna make you fall from heaven. Girl, I just wanna love you.
I'll dedicate all my love.